Then a crew had come to Vrindavan to fetch Krishna Balaram and Krishna Balaram. They were also kind of eager to go to Mathura, thinking this would be a very good opportunity, a rare opportunity. They had never been to any city before. They always stayed in the villages or in the forest, on the banks of the rivers and top of the trees, climbing and playing flute, and the top of Govardhan Mountain, like that, wandered all over Vrindavan. The city was Mathura, and when there was proposal of going to Mathura, they were very much willing to go to Mathura. So this is all external. Go to see the city. He's a village boy, he's a cowherd boy, stayed in Gokul, and then he stayed in Shak Tower, Chatikara. You know Chatikara? He had to go to Vrindavan, then he would know. And finally, residents of Gokul, they had gone to Nandagram. They were in Nandagokul before, and then they were in transit for some time, stayed in Shak Tower, and finally they had reached Nandagram, Nanda Maharaja's village. And all this time, Kansa was still looking for eighth child of Devaki. We were in Brajadham recently. Just 10 days ago, I was in Brajadham. This is in Europe, in Hungary, in a country called Hungary. You get hungry sometimes, or sometimes you get angry when hunger is not satisfied. Hungry and angry. We were in Hungarian farm, and it is named after Vrindavan. It is called Brajadham. And there's also Brajamandal, Brajadham Parikrama. Shivaram Maharaj he had been working on establishing Braj in the west of... We were there. The several hundred devotees, Niranjan Maharaj was also there. And we were going on the tour of Brajadham. There's also Radhakund there, Govardhan in that farm. The big Goshala. And on the ground, there's a Barsana, there's Sanket, you know Sanket? In between Barsana and Nandagram, there's a place called Sanket, where some indication of, oh, where would tonight's Rasalila take place, for instance? Radha and Krishna, they would give some indication, some body language or some pointing fingers. We could only imagine how they would do Sanket and give indication. So there's Sanket also in Hungary. And so they were talking how, yeah, Krishna, residents of Gokul, Krishna stayed 3 years and 4 months in Gokul. Then they all crossed Jamuna with their ox carts and hundreds and thousands of cows. They made a bridge. How do you think they made the bridge? They just used the bullock cart. They just put one cart, and then they tied another cart to that cart, and another cart to that cart, and so they walked over or through the ox cart. And there are several bridges, so they're all walking over. You couldn't think of a bridge like this. They had to cross the river, the emergency time, so they thought of this, using their cart. Whatever is at their disposal, they did not run to the steel or cement factory. And where is the architect? Where is the engineer? Let's go to Pune. Lots of engineers there. They did not bother. They made their own bridge. It did not cost anything. They had carts. They had rope to tie one cart to the other cart. And happily they crossed. But the cows were crossed. They swam across. Coward men were carrying calf on their shoulders. And coward men were swimming with the calf on their shoulder. And as they swam, then the mother cow was swimming right behind. You understand how this was working? So many coward men were carrying the cows on their shoulders, and the mother cow was swimming right behind. And this way, cows also crossed. And then they had Jamuna, they were in Vrindavan. Vrindavan Dham ki, they were in Vrindavan. Vrindavan. Good to remember Vrindavan. Get out of Pune. Or get out of this world. As we think of Vrindavan, where Krishna resides eternally, we meditate on Vrindavan. And in the context of Vrindavan, then we place Krishna. Not we place Krishna. Krishna is there. We hear about Krishna and Balaram. Then our bodies may still be here, but our soul is transported to Vrindavan. We also kind of go there and take a close look at Krishna's pastimes. Not yet qualified to enter pastimes of Krishna in Vrindavan, but we could watch, witness, and learn how everything works. Study Krishna. Krishna is the topic. We are the students. And what is the topic? Different subject: physics, chemistry, biology, botany. I was also studying all this at one time. But for devotee of Krishna, Krishna is the topic. He's studying Krishna. He wants to become graduate, postgraduate. Krishna is the topic. Understanding Krishna. Every day trying to understand Krishna. You understand? Understanding Krishna. Knowing Krishna. Getting closer to Krishna. Developing some attraction for Krishna. More we know, more we are attracted to Krishna. Why are we not attracted? We don't know Krishna. If you would really know Krishna, you're really attracted to Krishna. He's all attracted. You will love and you would like to serve Krishna. Because of ignorance, we don't care. But we don't know. Oh, who knows? Question with who knows? Who has seen? Are those who would know Krishna. He's such a loving personality. So if you know him, you're watering in the mouth, and it's your rasagulla, your water begins dripping from your mouth. Could I have it? Could I get that? Just by seeing some eatable, you're attracted. You become eager and some feelings, emotions are there. Just by smell, just by seeing it, touching, you become eager to eat it, touch it. So, Krishna, even if rasagulla is attractive, that is also because of Krishna. Originally, all attraction has origin in Krishna. So as we hear and we begin, we witness the pastimes of the Lord as we hear, as we study. So we see the Lord with the help of the ears more compared to see the Lord with the help of eyes, more seeing through the ears, the help of ears, we hear. So they all have crossed Yamuna, and they're in Vrindavan. And this is where Krishna, he wants to be a cowherd boy. In Vrindavan, he was only enjoying basically in Gokul, as a newly born child. He was mostly on the lap of Yashoda, or just in Nanda Bhavan, crawling and playing. The Vatsalya Bhav, Vatsalya, the parent's word, that was basically the rust, the mellow that he had been experiencing. Then towards the end of Lord's day in Gokul, he makes friendship with some of his friends, same age group. And then some stealing butter pastimes, Makhan Chori begins in Gokul. But that is for just in and out, for a while. Krishna would spend time with the friends, other children, but mostly at home and with Nanda Baba, Yashoda, and Rohini, and like that. But as he had now come to Vrindavan, he wants to solidify his friendship with his friends. They're growing up, he's also growing, and he wants to go out and be useful to the family, go get a job. In the West, we're doing kirtan a few times with, you're doing kirtan, and then some people, they were not understanding what was going on, and they thought these people are just unemployed, jobless, or they're hungry, so they're crying. You always hear someone say, go get a job! Or you just depend on others, go get a job. So, Krishna wanted to take up a job, but Yashoda was not in favor. She thought if you would go away into the forest, and maybe kind of 50-50, half of the time is going to be at the home, other half time in forest. No, this is too much. She could not imagine being away from her darling Yashoda Nandan or Nandalal. No. But Nanda Maharaj was in favor. Let him go. He had no objection. So there was little differences of opinion in the family for some time. Nanda Maharaj in favor and Yashoda against Krishna's going into the forest. But Krishna also was in very much in favor. The vote was two in favor, one against. Two in favor, one against. So the party that wanted to go, they won, and then Krishna was allowed to go into the forest. But not taking care of the cows was not big enough to take care of the cows. So he was given charge of the cows. Not cows, but cows. So little ones, small baby cows were gathered, and Nandan Yashoda trained Krishna and Balaram. As they were moving out of the town on the way to the forest, they gave a little crash course to Krishna and Balaram. How to handle calves, how to get them to stop, how to get them to turn around or sit down or whatever. But Yashoda did not want. No, of course he was not in favor, but then reluctantly she had agreed Krishna could go. So as they are now leaving Nanda Yashoda, there are some other coward men also have their children going with Krishna and Balaram. It's a small group of children and small group of cats there going into the forest. Yashoda giving all the instructions, "Hey boys, don't go deep into the forest, okay?" He's always so much worried about deep, dark woods or forest, so many creatures there, ugly creatures. My son may be scared or also some. And come back soon. And Balaram, listen, take care of Krishna. Yes, Maya, I will do so. I promise. Promise is promise. They would go, come back. And then the condition also was, okay, he could go into the forest, but he doesn't have to go every day. Some days he should stay behind. Only some days he could go. So the day off, some days would be off for this whole schedule. Monday and Thursday and Sunday you go. And 4 days he stays behind. This whole schedule, he could go, some days you go, some days you have to stay behind. He doesn't like to stay, Krishna doesn't like to stay behind, but what to do? The mummy doesn't allow. He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and mummy doesn't allow Supreme Personality of Godhead to go into the forest. And the mummy or Yashoda is worried about Supreme Personality of Godhead getting. He may be tired, he may be scared, this may happen, that may happen. So, vatsalya bhav. And Krishna enjoys this. This is not against his will. He's relishing this relation. He has become a son, and he acts like a son. So someday when he was not supposed to go into the forest, Krishna not supposed to go. So Yashoda makes sure Krishna has stayed behind. He's indoor. He's making sure he's not out there with Balaram and other coward boys. He's making sure they have left with the cows and the coward boys. Balaram has gone and Krishna is behind. And she is happy that today he's going to be all day at home. And then she can she stays, gets back into her some household duties. But she wants to make sure Krishna is around and he has not gone into the forest. From time to time she's making sure he's around. "Hey, I'm here, mummy, I'm here." And then after some time there's no response. "Hey, Lala." And there's no response, and she looks outside through the window and she notices Krishna is running. Running where? Running towards the forest to catch up with other coward boys and the cows and Balaram. And then Yashoda runs after her. And now Krishna has taken note that Yashoda is running after her. He's running faster, looking behind, and he's running, and she's running faster. And by this time, all the coward boys and Balaram, they have taken note that Krishna is running and Yashoda is running after him. "Hey, Krishna, run, 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 run!" They are very happy. They are not happy to go without Krishna, but what to do? Yashoda doesn't permit him to go every day. So somehow Krishna thought, I'm going to escape. I'm going to run to the forest. But mother has taken note. But the boys are very happy that he's towards them. And they are encouraged, "Run, run, run faster, run faster." Krishna is looking behind, running. So Krishna managed, before Yashoda cat caught hold of Krishna. Krishna had already reached his destination. His destination was Balaram. And he has grabbed Balaram, and Yashoda has come and he's dragging him, dragging Krishna, and Balaram is pulling him from one other side. The big tug of war. So, and sometimes he's dragged back home, sometimes he's allowed to go with the friends. So this way, in Vrindavan, he's about 5, 6, 7, 8 years old. No, not 8, 6, 7. 3 years and 4 months he's staying at this Chatikara, Shaktavar place. So when he goes into the forest, he has a lot of time with the friend, and also the cows are getting the vatsalya ras at home, There is also Vatsalya Ras in the forest between Krishna and cows, he has Vatsalya. With the friends, he has Sakhya Bhav. And then there were times that the cows were, only cows were going into the forest with Krishna, but cows, cowherd men were bringing them into the forest. The cows were not very happy, they were not getting Krishna's company, association. So then all the cows, they held a conference or something. They all resolved that if he doesn't go into the forest with us, we will not go into the forest. We'll have a hunger strike in front of Nanda Bhavan. So the cowherd men were trying to bring the cows into the forest, but they were not willing. Nothing doing. We will not go. If Krishna doesn't go with us, we will not go in. We're ready to fast. Then, so by this time, Bhagavatam Sukadeva Goswami describes that and Krishna had grown up, was growing. So there was a little get-together, Ishta Gosti of elderly members of Braj, Nanda Maharaj, Upananda and others. And they resolved, yes, yes, we are going to promote Krishna. Now, from today onwards, he was Vatsapal so far. He was calf-herd boy. But from today onwards, he will be Gopal. And that was Ashtami, Gopastami. During Kartik, the festival called Gopastami. So that was the day, 5,000 years ago, Krishna was promoted and he becomes Gopal. And the cows happily go into the forest with Krishna. And Krishna now, as he's grown up, he gets to spend some extra time in the forest with the cows. And then finally, residents of Vrindavan, they do their migration further, they travel and then they make their residence on the top of the hill, which is now known as Nandagram. So Krishna, by now, here is Vatsalya Ras and Sakhya Ras, kind of full-fledged. These two rasas were well-developed. And he was now grown up, and then interacting with gopis and meeting and talking. And then Radharani, the residents of Raval, where Radharani had taken her birth. She was born in Raval. The residents of Raval also, they had traveled. And they all vacated. And then they were staying in a place called Vasanti, as residents of Gokul were staying in Shaktavart. Near Shaktavart is another place called Vasanti, which is between Ral, if you know Ral, place called Ral and Radhakund. There's a canal now near that, maybe 3-4 kilometers before Radhakund. As you go from Vrindavan, Krishna Balaram temple to Radhakund, 3-4 kilometers before you reach Radhakund is a place called Vasanti. Small village still there. Bhakti Ratnakar confirms that as residents of Raval, Vrishabhanu, Kirtida and other residents stayed there for some time. And then residents of that Vasanti, that they finally go to Barsana. And residents of Gokul, they end up in Nandagram. And now Krishna, he is now full-fledged, he is now Kishore. So if he is Kishore, then there has to be Kishori and Kishore. They had met before when they were both children, the little babies. The meeting had taken place in Raval. You know that last time also. Kishore, Radharani was born, but she was not opening her eyes closed. Oh, babies, a lion baby, they're all not very happy. And Yashoda, Nanda Baba, they had come from Gokul for Radhastami celebration, Radha's appearance day celebration. And they were all going, all the elderly members were going. But Radharani was there in the cradle and all blessing the child, praying for well-being of the child. So Krishna also had then gone. Everyone else was going. Children, they like to imitate the elders. They're always very curious. So Krishna had gone there. He had managed to stand and look inside in the cradle. And as Radha had realized, my Lord is here. Then she had immediately opened her eyes and she was drinking the beauty of Krishna's face. So that was the first ever meeting. And then now they're both grown up and Krishna stays in Nandagram, Radharani stays in Barsana. Sanket is in between, in the middle. That was the meeting point and decisions, they would make decisions where would the rasa dance take place, Sanket. And this way, Krishna enters into yet another relationship, another ras mellow, is relishing in relationship with gopis and especially Radharani, and there is Madhurya Ras. So his life, Krishna's life, his pastimes, early childhood, they begin with Vatsalya Ras, then he has Sakhya Ras, now Madhurya Ras. Parakiya Bhave Jaha Prajeta Pracha. And this Parakiya Bhav, Shangar Ras, this is the topmost, and this is practice, is in practice in Vraj. Oh. There are few servants, Krishna has few servants in Vrindavan. Sutasya Ras, they don't serve him so much in Vrindavan. He doesn't act like a Ishwar, like a boss, and then he has servants, servants have to run. Yes, sir. He doesn't like that. In Vrindavan, he doesn't like that relationship. So, mostly is Madhurya Ras and Sakhya Ras, Vatsalya Ras and Sakhya Ras. These are the mellows and moods Krishna relishes in Vrindavan. So, as he has now been brought over to Mathura by a krur, and he is in Vrindavan, he is in Mathura, and Mathura is Ye Mathura Kanchana Ki Nagari. Krishna's realization is this town, Mathura, this is only business place. They only deal with Chandi, Sona, Vyapar, so many transactions of that nature. Oh Uddhav, Mohi Braja Visarata Na. Oh Uddhav, I try, but I cannot forget Vrindavan. What to do? Uddhav, you tell, please tell me, what should I do? And he says, you know, I used to play with a friend, birds chirping there, Yashoda. Of course I have Devaki here, but when it's time for my meal, she makes a plate and says, okay, you eat. Yashoda never did that to me. She used to keep put me on her lap. Even if I try to eat myself, she would take the spoon out of my hand and feed me with her own fingers. She used to do the spoon feeding or finger feeding. Mother Devaki says, you're hungry? Okay, here's a plate. Eat. I'll see you later. Yashoda never did that to me. She would stop all her other very important businesses. Just feed me. Make sure I'm eating. You know, she would feed me with her own hands. So that is why Mohi Braja Visarata Nahi. I cannot forget Vrindavan. Oh, Uddhav. So he's remembering this pastime, that pastime, that pastime, that pastime. That forest, that forest. And each time he says, I cannot forget Vrindavan. I cannot. How could I forget? So he's in Mathura, but his heart is, he lost his heart in Vrindavan. He had those t-shirts. I lost my heart in Vrindavan. So that was Krishna for sure. I'm not sure whether those who wear t-shirts, they lost their heart in Vrindavan there, or they lost their heart in Ahmadnagar. And Krishna says, I lost. Your home is where your heart is. Krishna's home is Vrindavan. As a matter of duty, he's staying in Mathura for a while, but his heart is in Vrindavan. He's counting his days. When you have good time, what happens? Is that time flies. Time flies when you have good times. Not so good time, then time stops. I'm working with it. Broken work. I'm not moving. One is not working. So, this is another chapter or another leaf or a page that we get to study, get to know Krishna. We said Krishna is a subject or topic. We are students. So we get to know this is something more. Maybe not new, but then each time we hear, becomes more solidified. Our knowledge is enhanced, or become more convinced of different aspects of Krishna. So more tonic for us, that we become stronger, spiritually strong, feeding our souls some more food for thought. and that way try to transcend this material realm, material world, material body, material consciousness, contaminated consciousness, try to purify that. We replace some of the, feed more chips in the brain with some spiritual thoughts, so that our head becomes full of Krishna, head and heart full of Krishna. And there is Krishna consciousness. Muni jana mana sahans, muni jana mana sahans. Jayadeva Goswami says, devotee's mind acts like a swan. And a swan moves about in a lake. The devotee's mind, like a swan, moves in the lake of the consciousness, Krishna consciousness, wanders. So many wrong things we have learned, we had been taught, and we thought they were all right things. But now maybe we are realizing that we were cheated, we were being tricked. So we had to do unlearning and then learn right things, eternal truth. Realize that Krishna is eternal, avyayam, achyutam, advayam, avyayam. If he's our target, if Krishna is our target, he has to be eternal, he has to be avyay, something that never gets exhausted, that is never, it never comes to an end. He has to be someone who is forever, is there always, eternally existing. That's why, what's the fun? You realize him, after so much endeavor, you finally realize him, but then soon he finishes, he doesn't exist anymore. So Krishna is avyay. Is one adjective or even one name of Lord is avyay. Vyay means expense. And as you spend, you kind of becomes less and less and less. One day you may become bankrupt. You're left with nothing. You're spending and spending. Krishna is avyay. Ajar Amar. You get that point? I thought I was thinking last few days, or I read something, and something that we want to realize. He has to be eternal. He has to be always existing for all the time in the future. Otherwise, what's the fun? We realized him, we acquired him, but then soon he's like our bodies are. Our bodies are not going to exist forever. What do you think? Are you convinced about that? Or not sure, or what? As sure as death. They say that for sure. Is anything sure? That death is sure. So his bodies would be finished. So what if that was the same case with the Lord's body, Lord's form, that he would be also finished one day? Why should we be trying to realize the person who is going to be no more? We will be with him for only some time and then he will be finished, he will be gone. Why would anyone try to realize such a person, such a personality of Godhead? So that is a difference between everyone else in this world and the Lord. Everyone else, just dirt or earth you are, you go back to the dirt, go back to the earth. The Bible says something like that. Earth you are, earth you become, something like that. Dirt you are. From dust you rise, to dust you return. We come from the dust. What is our body? There's a dust bin, and we put more dust, more dirt. The body comes from the dust, is made up of dust, dirt, and it goes back into the dust, goes back into the dirt, finished. But more bodies are coming into existence, some are moving on, finished, but more are coming. And this way, this world, although temporary, it seems that it always exists. This is the 15th chapter, first verse. What does it say? Urdhvamulam adhashakam. How does it end? Yes, avrahur avyayam. Again, word is there, avyayam. Okay? Sirnamsi yasya paranani. So that's the next verse, or same, first verse. So Lord is avyay. There's a commentary there by Sridhar Swami that although this world is temporary, it appears, it always exists. I mean, always doesn't mean at the time of Pralaya it ends, but normally you think everything is moving. So many people are dying, but things just move on. Things just go on. Buses are moving, everything is going on. Terrorists are coming, killing people. Everything moves on. Things are forgotten. So it's obvious. World is like always on, always temporary. So Lord is Advaitam Achyutam Anadi Ananta Rupam Ajar Amar Avyay. And He is our target, He is our goal. Our body will end and we want to end up with Krishna, or our search for Him will not come to an end. Just in case we have not found Him fully, realized Him 100%, then we continue search. Bahunam Janmanam Ante Jnanavan. Until we become Jnanavan and we have Jnan. How much Jnan? Vasudeva Sarvam. Vasudeva is all in all. That Jnan. So that kind of determination, utsahat, nishayat, dhairya. So what if you don't find Krishna in this life, you'll give it up? Forget Him. I'll find something else now. That's not the case. Devotee will, aspiring devotee would continue. Mama janmani janmani ishwari. Continue serving. Okay, I'm sure you have a lot of duties to perform. We will let you go. Or maybe lunch also, right? You're hungry and angry. So thank you for your attention, your interest in Krishna consciousness.